Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It is a beautiful day, Cal Hunter and Todd Kunin, for us to be here on Radio Law Talk, hour number three. It's July 3rd. 2021. I'm always excited to celebrate the wonderful independence of our country. I really enjoy the fact that we were born here, at least the three of us were, and are so lucky to have enjoyed wonderful things that have occurred during our lives.
It's true.
We are all lucky, and we're so thankful for family and friends, and we appreciate all of you listening. We really appreciate our listeners. It is absolutely crazy sometimes when I think about when we started this show, Cal and Todd. And remember, Cal, we had just this, and I'm going back because I want to, remember a few things. We just had this thought, and Cal and I came up with this, and how bad we were 5 years ago in our first few shows. Woo! It was luckily what we did is Cal was smart enough that we taped them first and did not put them on the air. We did not practice one. All right, we're not going to put that one on our YouTube on our. But it was an interesting. We've morphed, haven't we, Cal? It's changed, and now this it just rolls like a train down the track at full bore.
The cast, what we do, how we do it, why we do it, the stuff that we talk about. I mean, all of it has changed for the better, I think.
For much better.
And I just admire you guys and what you're able to accomplish in the studio. It's a big deal.
I can see in the future, the Radio Law Talk theme park, where you go into the historical section.
Oh, right.
There's somebody narrating it, you know. Back when Radio Law Talk started, it was two tin cans and a piece of string.
That's what we sounded
like. That's how we started.
That's what we sounded like. And there's going to be. And Cal's going to finally get his award someday. And we're going to make sure that happens. But we really appreciate it. Speaking of appreciate, KGDC in Walla Walla, Washington. Welcome, KHSS in Athena, Oregon. Welcome. Those are our latest affiliates. We appreciate them. This hour, we're going to talk about Free Bit Brittany, pitcher Ben Zobrist. We're going to talk about Zobrist. I always say it wrong. I don't follow baseball. Sorry, I know you do.
You're killing me.
I know.
Man.
Well, you need to say it.
Ben Zobrist.
There you go. Him. His testimony about he's got a trial coming up. What's going to happen there? It's a divorce trial about his divorce. Actress Allison Mack, that is really interesting. She was played, the Superman, what was that called?
She was in Smallville.
Smallville, that's right.
And played Clark Kent's friend.
Yes. And a winning, Facebook's gets a win, temporary win, we're going to say, against the Federal Trade Commission. And what the Supreme Court's talking about, COVID and evictions, and then Durst. We've got a lot of things we've got to go through this hour, but before we do all that, Cal, we do case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! All right. Now we're going to Australia, home of stringent privacy laws. We go for the case of a snooping acquaintance. Now, I'm sure you've never gone into anyone's home and looked in the medicine chest. Nobody ever does. Or the kitchen cabinets, for that matter, either. But a couple in Brisbane, Australia, was having some new people over, kind of a getting-to-know-you social club, just got formed. And one of the three couples was previously unknown to them, but they were invited by one of the other guests. So, the new couple's wife, Mary Ann, asked to use the facilities. The host said, sure, help yourself, but the one here is occupied, so go to use the one by the master bedroom, because this one's already in use. She snooped and saw in the back of the drawer a box. She pulled it out, removed the contents from it, and did what someone would do to see if they were pregnant on somebody else's pregnancy test. There was a big plus sign on the stick. and Mary Ann came out of the room crying, showing her husband the stick. He immediately knelt down and began kissing his wife's belly. Apparently it's an Australian ritual. I didn't know this. When Mary Ann said to the hotel hostess, "I hope you don't mind, I used your pregnancy test," the miffed hostess said, "Well, that's kind of rude," and said, "I don't have one. I only had an ovulation test in there." The husband of Mary Ann said, "My wife is not an idiot. She can read a box." To which the hostess replied, "Apparently not. And what are you doing sneaking around and looking in my medicine cabinets anyway?" So there was some stuff thrown and some words tossed back and forth, and eventually a mirror was knocked down off the bathroom wall and was broken. And so the host couple, decided to call their local barrister to see if they could embarrass the snooping couple by suing for the cost of the ovulation test and, of course, for the mirror. And that's my premise for Case or No Case. And Fred, I think you're first now, right?
Yeah, alive. That is so off. That is the most off the wall thing. And that's why I'm worried it's a case. So far, the first two cases have been no cases, right? You tricked us the first two times to say there were no cases. I've got 0 points. I'm hoping to catch go ahead of Denise even further. You know what? Here's the deal. Stall.
I try to make them tough sometimes.
No, this is a really tough one, Cal, because it's so off the wall.
If you were pulling a Denise, when a man and a woman love each other, are they?
This one I'm just flat out stumped, you know? So, Cal, this is what I'm going to do. All right. I'm going to say it's not a case. And, I'm switching it. It's got to be a case because it's so bizarre. And the winner is the husband and wife that get their money. And he was watching Judge Judy.
So the host family then, yes. Who had their mirror broken and their ovulation test co-opted, shall we say. All right, Mr. Kunin, what say you?
The snoop goes into the bathroom, finds the pregnancy test.
Takes it.
Takes the pregnancy test.
She found it in the drawer.
You know, she's... I can see her defense now, you know. I thought you said online streaming was free. We were talking about the internet.
Different thing.
Not taking the pregnancy test, for crying out loud. So, good heavens. You know, I'm going no case. This is a scenario, something funny that folks heard, probably something that you read, Cal, about, you know, why people stop liking each other. Why couples' friendships never work out. If you hang out too much. And so I'm going to say, true scenario, no case.
Well, you've got to give me this. It is fascinating to think that someone would go into someone else's house and steal a pregnancy test and take it and then come out all emotional and have their husband kneel down and start kissing their belly in front of people they don't
know. It's so weird, Cal. It's got to be a case.
Now, if she'd used the pregnancy test and then tried to put it back, that's a different case.
No.
But this is just weird. Although I will say that anytime you have guests over, I think you have to assume that they're going to look for stuff in your bathroom. Somebody goes to your bathroom. If you don't want it to be found, don't keep it in the bathroom if you're going to allow guests to use the bathroom.
Guest-proof your cabinets any way you can. Let me tell you what happened. I'll give you the resolution to this case or no case. We have about a minute left, so let me go ahead and do that. And the answer to this is really simple. You said it was no case, Todd. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
Oh, Todd. You're correct. There's no case.
Dang it. Oh, my God. I got 0 points. Not 1 point this whole day. Now, that makes me mad.
I got... Cal got two.
Wow. It was so off the wall, I thought it had to be a case. There's no way that's a case.
It is a true Reddit scenario. But no legal action was ever filed.
Yikes.
But this idea of going into someone's home and taking the pregnancy test, it was just too much for me. It just cracked me up. So.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk about Britney when we come back, talk about cracking up. We'll be back.
Britney Spears' case moves on as an inconsolable Frederick Penny laments his loss on the case or no case. We'll continue with the program in just a little bit. Don't go away.
RadioLawTalk.com.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick Quick habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quick because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
The old way of living with diet.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is no fun. Who told you that?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So we know Brittany had a nice little talk with the judge last week, and Denise went into conservatorships and what they're all about. And we're not going to get into details of that again. But all the basically most important thing here is Bessemer Trust, and as a wealth management group that came in as a another conservator for her money, right? So she didn't want her dad originally to run her money, not originally, later on. And Brittany's attorney said, well, let's do this. Let's put this trust company in charge because they can, you know, they've got certain obligations and they've got a, you know, they're a reputable company. And so they went ahead and jumped in, and it was voluntary that they did this. And once they heard that statement by Brittany, it's so funny. I can see them going, we're out. So they've just done a motion, brought a motion to be relieved as conservators. And they said basically, which is actually great, no fees were taken or no actions were taken. They were just, I believe it was August 27th. Not August 27th. I'm trying to think of the date that they were put in as conservators, but it was only a few months ago. It was, cause her public hearing was June 23rd, and I believe they had just been in for, less than a month or two, and so they just decided to, look, we're gonna step away. They've done what's called an ex parte hearing. That's like an emergency hearing. And that was set for yesterday, and I haven't heard what the ruling was, and I looked for it. I didn't hear what the ruling was. But it's going to get granted. The conservators, the trust, is saying, look, she wants her money. She's saying that she doesn't like this. We're out. We're good with that. You know, and that's a smart move.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about a company that I think, if I read correctly somewhere, they oversee over $100 billion in trust,
right,
conservatorship funds for various different folks that are in conservatorships, and I'm thinking, if I'm that company and I know what was said at that June 23rd hearing by Britney Spears, where she's talking about the abusive nature and, you know, some people need to be put in jail for how I've been treated and nobody wants to be, I don't want anything to do with this, because if my business, right, Britney Spears' dad is not in the business of being a conservator. He is her dad, and so he was, you know, he does it here, but it's not like he does it for several people. But if I'm in the business of running a conservatorship for somebody, I don't want the bad press there. This is probably the most famous one out there right now, and I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole.
I agree. Not worth the money.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. I mean, they heard that. We're out. We're good. And luckily, they said we haven't done any moves or changed any of our money situation, haven't touched it, and we didn't charge anything. So that was the smartest thing in the world, to get out while you can. That's a hot potato. I don't care what you say.
Oh, yeah.
Hot potato. Let's talk about Ben Zobrist, the pitcher. Was he, you know, did he... Was he an all-star? Or what?
He has two World Series rings, and
right,
was the MVP of the World Series, I believe, when he was pitching for the Cubs. He also played for the Rays down in Tampa Bay.
So let's do it. Lay out the facts and what's going on and what the latest is.
So he and his wife had married. I think they got three kids. And he was the pro baseball player, the star there, but she was an up-and-coming star in the Christian music industry. And the two of them had also released a book about their marriage and how, and their faith, and how that's helped them out in their marriage. But recently, they had trouble in the marriage. He filed for separation in the state of Tennessee. She filed for divorce in the state of Illinois. And so, you know, couple of issues there. Tennessee, you have to prove, it's not a no-fault divorce state. You have to prove some sort of infidelity or something going on, whereas Illinois is a no-fault state, right? And so in addition to those issues with divorce, it came out as a result of a deposition late last year, and which his soon-to-be ex-wife said that this happened. She had an extramarital affair with their religious leader, who was also the CEO and president of Ben Zobrist's charity. And so he has now filed a lawsuit against that individual, last name is Yon, He's filed a lawsuit against Mr. Yon for breach of fiduciary duty as it relates to the charity, you know, alleging that, you know, you did all of this stuff and it was to the detriment of the charity, the detriment of me. It's set for a bench trial, 7-day bench trial in August, but there is a pretrial conference, and most of these get settled at the, as most cases do. They settle prior to a trial, but they got some issues that they got to work out, and nobody's denying that the affair took place.
Yeah, no, that's, so what's the issue on the, that's, what's the latest thing coming out?
So the issue here, as I see it with regard to the lawsuit, again, this is separate from the divorce. They haven't figured out which state has jurisdiction over the divorce, but last year, or last week when Denise was here, she was saying she kind of thinks that Illinois is going to trump it because that's where divorce was filed. He just filed for separation in Tennessee.
Right.
But as it relates to the trial, the question here is, regardless of what you think from a moral standpoint about adultery or extramarital affair, can that be a cause of action for breach of a fiduciary duty?
And can you bring in those messages from the pastor between his ex-wife, now soon-to-be ex-wife, and the pastor? Don't forget, he's trying to show that she doesn't. He wants to get her to get as little money as possible in the divorce. And in those states, this is according to Denise, that is, there is a fault. If you can prove that there was some issue, then she may not get some of it.
And the thing is here is, if it's in Tennessee and they do have to prove fault, that's not even really an issue anymore, because in the depositions last year, she admitted that she did engage in an extramarital affair.
Right.
So whether or not it did or didn't happen, it doesn't matter for the divorce, because they can prove she admitted that it happened. Now, do his statements, do Yon's statements come in? Well, if he's a party to a lawsuit, which he is, he's a defendant in a lawsuit,
right,
where Zobrist is suing him, yes, his statements can come in, but the real question is, can you sue for breach of a fiduciary duty based upon somebody having an extramarital affair with your wife? I don't know the
and
answer to that.
And that's Yon, who,
yes,
is the pastor also.
That's right.
Or the ooh baby baby notes that may have exchanged via text.
Right,
or maybe,
absolutely.
Maybe
right.
Just wants to embarrass her, maybe.
I don't know.
Could be.
We're going to talk about Allison Mack and that really weird NXIVM company. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on 5 different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solutions Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-DEBT.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-09.
USA Radio News.
with Mike Fortier.
The death toll rising in South Florida after a building collapses. Local officials announcing yesterday the body of a 7-year-old girl was found Thursday night in the rubble of the 12-story condo in Surfside. She was the daughter of a Miami firefighter. Meanwhile, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cav is ordering the part of the building still standing to be demolished.
I want to acknowledge that this was not a decision we made lightly, and I know especially how difficult this is for the families who escaped the building and who have lost their homes and their belongings. The building poses a threat to public health and safety, and bringing it down as quickly as possible is critical to protect our community.
The latest number is 22 dead, 126 unaccounted for. President Biden feeling good about the latest jobs numbers. Yesterday's report shows 850,000 jobs added and the unemployment rate still under 6%. The unemployment rate rising, though, from 5.6% to 5.9%. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Oh, come on. Oh, stop it.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So I don't believe it was, I can't remember if it was 2020 or if it was 48 Hours or one of those news programs. I watched this interesting thing about Allison Mack and about the founder, Keith Ranieri. I can't remember how to pronounce his name. I think it's Keith Ranieri that started this. It's actually like a multi-level. It's almost weird. It's like one of those multi-level companies called NXIVM that somehow you go there and it's like a life changing and they help you in your life in general. I even watching the program, it still confused me what they do, but it is basically turned out to like a semi cult where he was abusing women and had all kinds of, they were branding themselves. They had to be part of the inner club. They had to brand themselves with like a branding iron, but it was like a weird, you know, branding stick. And he got this one gal involved who is what? She's the series Smallville. This Allison Mack was one of the Supermans. Was she the Lois Lane?
No, she was. So Smallville is about sort of, Smallville is essentially about Clark Kent before he became Superman.
Right.
And she was one of Clark Kent's friends in Smallville as part of this show, and a series regular and, you know, well known in the acting circles, but she was also, Allison Mack was also involved in this NXIVM, NXIVM, and she was alleged and later pled guilty, I believe, to the charges where she was actually recruiting and helping groom some of these girls that she would meet on the sets of TV shows that she was working on so that they could get in to this group and be subject to whatever the leader was doing to the young women.
Yeah, and racketeering and conspiracy charges. And so, yeah, that's bizarre. And he was apparently allegations for sexually molesting some women and making them give him nude pictures
He was essentially treating them as sex slaves.
Yeah,
And she was manipulating women to agree to be part of that lifestyle. And she was facing a good amount of prison time. I think it was like 14 to 17 years was the potential that she could have gotten.
Well, she helped convict him.
She did. She participated, and that is mitigating, but it doesn't mean that everything goes away. And so she was sentenced this last week.
3 years.
Three years.
And does she get the time? Apparently she was in over 2 years at home confinement. Which is serving time.
Now this is federal court, and so the way they run credits, in some states it's day for day, like in a state level in California, for every one day you're in, you get credit for that day plus another. So a 60-day sentence is only 30 days actual. In federal court, you do about 85% of that time. So she's got 3 years to do. She'll do 85% of it and get credit for whatever time they deem to be custody time, I'm using the air quotes here, prior to her sentencing. So if they do allow her pretrial home confinement to qualify as custody, she'll get credit for that.
Well, I would assume she would. That's the way they do it. So, but here's the interesting thing. The founder, 120 years he was sentenced to?
Yeah.
That's a couple of that's a little bit of time. And he was just a weird dude. But there is I don't know where it is. I wish I remembered. But it's very interesting to watch this program about this cult type thing. It was a self-improvement guru is what he is.
A quasi-religious body that says, come here and your life will be better. Let me teach how your life will be better. Just follow my principles. Right.
Right. And he was kind of a nerdy guy. I don't know. Maybe Cal. I just don't get it. I've just never understood that. And hey, I can help you. You know, go find your friends or family. Some people, I guess, don't have that.
I think in Hollywood, especially. Now, this is just a theory, and again, no offense to anyone who may be listening who's there, but I think there's enough insecurity in the acting business, particularly, Todd. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking out loud. That these may be people particularly vulnerable or susceptible to someone who can say, if you just do this, most of that insecurity will go away. You'll feel good about yourself. You'll feel good about all these other aspects of your life.
Or is it just that they're put on the pedestal because they're in that industry and there's a lot of people that
could be.
Part of it that have nothing to do with the acting industry.
Yeah, if you want to become a lawyer, right? If you want to become a lawyer, you go get, generally speaking, you get your four-year degree from college and you go to law school. You get out of law school, you take the bar, you go and get a job or you hang out your own shingle. But there is a career path, generally speaking, that you can follow to become a lawyer.
Pretty clearly defined. Yeah.
If you want to be an actor in Hollywood,
right.
You know, the ultimate goal is I either want to be on a TV show or on Netflix, Hulu, or on the big screen. But there are so many people down there that have their idea. This is how it's really done. And you get down there and they're the quasi, you know, experts who don't have an agent, don't have headshots, but they'll tell you how to do it, right?
Right, right.
And there is no shortage of those people, and you're down there alone and you're looking for a group that you can hang out with. You're in law school, you got all the students that you study with.
Right.
You're like a club and you got it. You go down to LA.
And you've got the same goal and you're focused on this end game.
Right? You go down to LA and Hollywood, you got to find your group, and it's really luck of the draw. It just depends on who you meet in whatever acting class. And it could be somebody reputable that knows what they're talking about, can get you hooked up with an agent that's reputable and a casting agent, and you go. And it could be some wingnut that, from your perspective, looks experienced. Yeah, they've got a month of experience on you because they got here 30 days ago.
Or it could be a Hollywood producer with a big name who wants to exploit you sexually.
But here's the thing.
Right? I mean, so there's all kinds of options.
All these people looking for stuff,
right?
And then you get somebody that's on a show that is run, a show called Smallville, and she's on it, and she's paying attention to me. She knows what's going on.
I watch the show when I see her.
I can hitch my wagon to her,
right.
And the allegations are that Mac just took advantage of that and was able to recruit because of her star power and get them into this program.
But what was in it for her? That's what I, you know, Fred, and looking at that, I saw that and I saw this. So what you're saying, I hear you, and I'm thinking, so WYFM, you know, what's in it for me? Why would I do this?
Well, here's the thing that's interesting. Her mom was just beside herself and trying to save her from this. And, you know, sometimes kids, they're in their 20s and they are teens and they think they know it all, right? And that this program that I watched was a wonderful program about the life, her life, and what happened and how it occurred. And but luckily, I think 3 years sounds pretty, you know,
considered pretty light.
Pretty
really.
Light, yeah. Yeah, but
you know, when we talk about the young, she's 30. She's 38 years old.
She's 38 now.
She's 38 wow. now.
Oh my god!
But here's the thing. Look, you know, you think you know people, and one of the things we're finding out right now in today's information technology is sometimes facts come out about people, and you're like, holy Toledo, I did not know that about them, or that they had this proclivity. Because 50 years ago, all you ever knew about them was what they wanted you to know.
Correct.
And everybody had skeletons in the closet. Well, now, I don't think that there's any more or less. It's just the ability to know what those things are is so front and center. And you don't know what this person, what Mac went through in her life. And I know this. I doubt very much that she woke up one day leading one lifestyle and decided, you know what, I think I'm going to go recruit people to brand themselves and be a sex slave, and just went from one lifestyle to another in a 24-hour period. It is the step-by-step getting there, and who knows what happened in her life. My hope for her, as this is the criminal defense attorney in me, my hope for her is, and I don't want to, I don't want anybody who's a victim of her acts to think that that I'm sympathetic to her. I hope that when she's done with her sentence, she can at least do something to course correct her life.
Something redeeming.
Yes. And, you know, I hope that for everybody who's done something wrong. It's kind of what it's all about. It's called forgiveness. And I hope that is able to occur for her. But I also recognize she probably got a pretty tough road to hoe to get there.
Yeah. And now the reputation wagon is hitched to
her. Oh, yeah.
Wow. So we've also got, let's jump to the FTC and the Facebook. Now the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is trying to claim that Facebook, don't forget, it bought up WhatsApp and Instagram, and it's got a lot of power, and so they don't like that, and they're trying to say that there's antitrust issues here. And they brought a case against Facebook for antitrust violations, and the ruling came down. Todd and I were talking about this earlier. That Facebook, and we say they win temporarily, the courts are going to tell, basically telling them that the complaint that the FTC laid out is, I'm going to say, defective. And we're going to discuss why it's defective and why it's not 100% win for Facebook right after this.
It touches everybody's life, so you'll want to know what happens with the Facebook ruling and what it could mean to you as we continue with Radio Law Talk right here on your favorite radio station. And don't forget, we're on the air every Saturday from 9 to noon Pacific time at RadioLawTalk.com. And our podcasts are available wherever you get your podcasts, so look around for them and listen to the show. We thank you.
Not so much.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any...
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So what the court did in this FTC versus Facebook is they dismissed the FTC's complaint. And the argument was they had a monopoly on basically personal social networking. The Hill's talking about this. I read an article from The Hill. We see it through a number of ways that we study these things. But personal social networking. So the issue here is they're not saying that they've won. They're giving them time to amend the complaint. I believe they have till July 27th or 29th, 28th to basically show basically a monopoly. And they're trying to say, they're trying to say, Facebook's trying to say we're not a monopoly, but the FTC is saying you are, and all the court says is, well, prove it. You haven't proven anything in your papers that they're a monopoly. You say they have 60% of the shares, but there's no proof.
Yeah, that was the allegation. Facebook controls 60% of the market when it comes to social networking, and because of that, they are essentially a monopoly. It's a violation of Antitrust Act, and we need to break this up. And the court came back and said, all right, I've had a chance to take a look at the evidence that you've gone back and forth in discovery and everything to this point, and you don't have facts to support your case. So, and again, because they can amend or refile, it's not completely out of the woods for Facebook. We'll see what or if the FTC, and it's not just the FTC, it was actually the FTC and a group of different attorneys general in different states, spearheaded by the New York Attorney General, but a bunch of different states were in on this, saying, you know, it's messing up here, it's messing up there, and so they're going to have to deal with that. I will say, good heavens, I mean, the figures are astounding. When this news broke, Facebook's market cap,
right,
exceeded the $1 trillion mark.
Which makes me wonder, because remember, tobacco states smelled money in tobacco smoke, so they get together, they group, they pull all these attorneys general, they file this, these many, many suits. Do you think sometimes the states just smell money from a company like Facebook and say, what can we do? Or is this a legitimate effort to protect the people?
It was the state. It was two. It was the FTC and another state, didn't it, that filed? It wasn't just the FTC.
It was the FTC and in connection with other states, I think. The California's Attorney General, the one state, it was the New York Attorney General, was really spearheading the effort, sort of taking the front on this.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to look at this. Again, what are they trying to protect when they bring a lawsuit like this? Well, they want the consumer, me and you and everybody else, they want us to continue to have a choice when it comes to products or services that we want to use or buy. And when something gets too big, then it destroys the competition, it destroys the choice that people have, and then when there's no other competition, that one entity can say, now we're going to jack up the price. And so that's generally speaking what they're trying to guard against. The court essentially just said, sorry, you haven't proven that Facebook has reached that status yet.
Critical mass, so to speak.
Yeah. So
interesting. That's gonna, we're gonna follow that. I'm sure that's not the end of it, believe me. There's some lawyers making some money with Facebook, that's for sure. Let's talk about the Supreme Court. This is one that's always, I've kind of, you know, the dog whistle and the dog, you know, tilts his head. California has required nonprofits to disclose any donor over $5,000, not only disclose their name, but their addresses. And absolutely just, it scared me about that. And why so much information about private people? And the argument is two groups came forward and sued the state of California, says that is against the freedom of speech and a freedom of association, right?
Mm-hmm.
Under those two parts of the Constitution. Now, this is what happens. It goes to the United States Supreme Court, because when a state has an issue, it goes right to the Supreme Court. And the interesting thing here is it was a 6-3 decision. And this is the whole thing. I've read a number of articles all throughout that are talking about this. And I've done a little more research on that. The thing that stuns me is it's all conservative groups win, and we're politically neutral here at Radio Law Talk. Why do you keep saying conservative groups? There's liberal groups and liberal people that give money to liberal groups that I think should not have their name out there also.
But yeah. Isn't it because it was the liberal groups that wanted that information so they could somehow publicize it and make an issue out of the causes to which these conservatives were donating?
But doesn't it work the other way? If a conservative group finds that a liberal group is backing a liberal thing?
Well, it could.
Yeah, so it could happen either way. My point is it's generally, I think, a win for everybody. is what I'm trying to say. Not conservatives, it's liberals too that want to, you know, look, I don't think what the thing that scares me even more than just the name is they publish your address.
It's a win for personal privacy,
right,
and for you to
freedom
associate with whom you wish.
Yes, exactly right. And so 6-3 decision basically says, look, you cannot do that in the state of California. And there's a kind of a balancing act, which is interesting. The balancing act is, yes, the state has, you know what the state said? This was a little bit shocker. The state's argument was that they needed that information to promote disclosure in case of illegal or improper stuff was going on, right? They needed the information to help it police conduct by charities. And the Supreme Court said, with Justice Roberts writing for the majority, said, yeah, but you didn't try any other you know, quite so invasive ways. You just said, I'm going to do it like this and require this. Therefore, you've got to give us all your information. And so that's one of the biggest things that the court talked about. It's like, you didn't try an easier way. There's other ways that's not so invasive that you might be able to follow these charities.
It makes you wonder what the other three were thinking sometimes, doesn't it?
Didn't
yeah. it? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. California, in order to pass muster, California would have had to show to the court that the way that we have set it up is the least invasive way when it encroaches on somebody's constitutional rights. And the court said, we don't agree.
Like, nice
there there yeah. were more, there were other ways you could have done it that weren't quite as invasive, like Fred said. And so, you know, that's the way that I understand the idea behind the law generally. I get that. I mean, look, so the history is super PACs can really help out. You have charities that can really help out a certain political candidate or a certain issue, whatever, that's on the ballot. But it would be really great to know if there was a ton of foreign money or something coming in that were donated to the super PAC that allowed them to have it. And by having the requirement that your largest donors have their names out there, boy, that could guard against that. I get that general, that general aim. Hold on. I get that general aim. The problem is the way you implement it acts more as a detriment to the American public than the harm you're trying to protect against.
Well, if they are trying to protect against the harm,
yeah.
guess what? They can just, the government can require them to report who it is, and it can be private to the government, and they
yeah.
not let it out. Why does it have to be let out all over the country, right?
And foreign money is already against the law, theoretically.
Yeah. No, that's
theoretically.
Theoretically, yeah. yeah. So that's, anyway, that, by the way, that is, you think, oh, the Supreme Court came out and helped out. No, the lower district court agreed with these people and said the state should not allow this. It's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that threw out the district court's ruling for the plaintiffs here, or the groups that say we do not have to disclose that information.
Is that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that currently holds the longstanding record for the most number of cases that come from the Ninth Circuit to the Supreme Court that get overturned?
Well, actually, that's not true. It used to be, but it's not. There's a one or two others now. So
there are a couple, but historically
yeah.
speaking,
historically,
yes, it's
they're
been the
definitely
Ninth Circuit, yeah.
having some issues. But yeah, but look, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're not going to get through it. We've got a short time. I just want to say thanks a million for everybody joining us here, and we do a thing called quick takes, which we want to make sure we do not lose out on. And I'm going to start, Cal.
All right, so your quick take for today, Mr. Penny, is
one of the shortest ones ever. Cosby case, I told you so. I'm going to throw it in your face, I told you so.
Sweet words to say. Now,
yes.
Mr. Kunin, I'll bet that you also have a quick take for us.
I do. So if you're at your friend's house and you have to use the bathroom, just do your business. Don't go snooping.
Everybody snooped. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you being here. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin and our great producer, Cal Hunter. Join us next week, 9 to noon Pacific time.
Thank you, Fred, and thanks all of you. Have a great weekend.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.